Lesson 7, Why Defining Your Audience Could Unlock Your Creativity. If you free yourself from the false fantasies of fame and the limits of the publishing industry, it changes the way you approach your writing because it changes your audience. The first audience for your story is your story itself. Keith Jennings says, writers serve one thing, stories. Almost like children, we give our characters life and then let them loose, capturing their adventures along the way. Your story has a life of its own. However, at some point in the writing process, you'll start thinking about another type of audience, your readers, and your story will begin to change in response to their needs. This is normal and healthy. After all, the definition of story says that they're meant to interest, amuse, or instruct. You certainly don't want to bore or delude your reader. When you begin to write for your readers, you have a choice. Who will you write for? And I think it's helpful to picture one or two people you're very close to in your mind as you write. In this way, you can get a better understanding of what would interest, amuse, or instruct them. And by picturing them, you'll end up writing better stories. The key here, though, is not to pander to publishers, instead to connect with community. Often writers don't start picturing the people close to them. Instead, they start imagining how publishers will respond to their work. They start writing what they think will interest, amuse, and instruct publishers. The problem is that publishers often want different things than readers want. Harry Potter, for example, was rejected 9 times by publishers, and the first books were heavily edited when they were finally published. It wasn't until later, once J.K. Rowling had an established track record, that her publisher gave her more free rein to write the way she knew her audience wanted, which is why every book in the Harry Potter series was longer than the one before it. To write better stories, you need to be in touch with what will interest, amuse, or instruct your readers. By writing for people close to you, you will write a story that connects with your readers at a deeper level. And this completely changes your process. Instead of writing the perfect novel you think a publisher will want, you can focus on writing something that will teach your kids right from wrong. A story that will make your friends laugh. A story that will make the boy or girl that you love swoon. You can write something for your community. Remember what Amanda Palmer said. It's about a few people loving you up close and about those people being enough. What if you wrote something for them, something they would love? How much better do you think that would make your story? And here's a case study. When J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit, he never thought anyone would be interested in it. Tolkien wrote the novel as a bedtime story for his 4 children. In other words, as a way to connect more deeply with his family. And after he finished The Hobbit, and presumably read it to his children, he shared it with several of his friends. And then somehow, with very little effort on Tolkien's part, The Hobbit ended up in the hands of a publisher, and the rest is history. Isn't that amazing? One of the best-selling books of all time was written by a man who didn't even intend to publish it in the first place, and only wrote the story to entertain himself and his kids. By the way, The Hobbit wasn't the first time Tolkien had made his children the audience for his writing. By that point, he had already published several poems, including one based on the classic nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, and it was called The Cat and the Fiddle, a Nursery Rhyme Undone and Its Scandalous Secrets Unlocked. He even composed a slew of amazing letters to his children from Santa Claus. The connection that Tolkien had with his audience changed the way he wrote his stories. For example, The Hobbit has such a whimsical, mischievous tone precisely because of who Tolkien was writing to. He knew what his audience enjoyed, what would make them laugh or jump with fear. And as he wrote, he held his audience, his children, at the front of his mind. Can you do that with your stories? How would it change the way you wrote if you wrote as a way to connect with your audience?